I'd like to welcome back to the KSUT Airwaves from Portland, Oregon, the Tony Furtado Band. Welcome, you guys.
Thanks so much. Good to be here.
Thanks.
It's one half of the Tony Furtado Band.
That's right. There's more coming. Tony, in addition to banjo and slide guitar, you have mastered the art of live performance.
Oh, thank you.
You kind of create the vibe, generate the energy, and then feed off of what takes place.
I thought you were going to say feed the people.
Feed the music.
Yes, exactly.
But I just have always really loved your live performances, and I think that is one of the things you're known for.
It's the entertainment part of it, the actual getting up there and leading a show is like learning an instrument in and of itself, you know. And I remember that when I first started my own band. It was like I remember the first year of touring was pretty tricky for me because I had to remember that I was responsible for chatting with the crowd and for creating the vibe and creating the set list. And it took me a little bit to kind of, you know, reorganize my brain that way. And then once I got into it, I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty fun.
And now you're a ham.
I am a total ham.
There's a great video on tonyfurtado.com. A lot of fun, totally worth checking out, that stars Tony.
Oh, which video is that?
The one, the cupcakes are part of the video.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, it's great.
It's set up on my site. I didn't know that.
It's really fun.
Yeah, that was my old Kickstarter video from a few years back.
It's a lot of fun. So this all started for you with the banjo. How did the banjo become your first instrument?
It was through a junior high project. You know, you had to take an intro to music class, and in that class, you had to make an instrument, so I made one out of a pie tin and some other household items and found out that the banjo had a really rich history, and it just sounded fascinating to me. And having grown up in the Bay Area, you know, there weren't too many banjos around, and I wanted to be different. So I got a real banjo for my 12th birthday, and I just practiced and practiced, and my parents couldn't stop me practicing. So.
And at 19, you won the National Banjo Championship in Kansas.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good way to start out.
Well, it was kind of a way. I remember going to a lot of fiddle contests and checking out how fiddle players were doing it, and I was a little jealous. I was like, they're just kind of playing a few tunes, and yeah, it's funny to say this in front of Luke because he's the current national fiddle champion, so he's gone through that whole meat grinder of the fiddle contests. But I used to sit around, you know, at those things jamming with other guys and going, man, I want to win me something. So I worked up some tunes, kind of contest style, and went down to Kansas. And it was my way of proving to my folks that I was serious about the music business.
And who would have known the banjo would now be hot?
Oh, the banjo kind of goes up and down in hipness, you know. It's interesting. I've seen phases of the banjo over the past 25 years. It's like sometimes it's super cool, and right now it's kind of in its hipster phase.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you've developed an amazing finger-picking style in both the banjo and guitar.
Yeah, you know, the way I play guitar definitely feeds from the way I play banjo, and I took a lot of inspiration from listening to David Lindley, because David started on the banjo, and he went on to play a lot of slide guitar, and that's kind of what I was doing at the time when I was learning slide. I'd always heard it in my head, you know. It's like anytime I heard a slide player, I was jealous. I was like, I gotta do that. And so eventually I just did, and I borrowed some of my banjo playing technique, but I also studied a lot of, you know, the old guys that did the fingerstyle guitar and slide.
You even make your own slides.
I do, yeah, just out of wine bottles. Sometimes I sell them.
That's great. My guest this afternoon is Tony Furtado, and he is here with his fiddle player, Luke
Price.
Luke Price, I was going to say Powers. Welcome, Luke. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Can we hear another song?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the title cut from an album I'm finishing right now. I'm not sure exactly when it's going to be released nationally or who's going to release it, we'll see. But it might just be me. This is a song that's inspired by the many shadowy figures in the music business, and it's me kind of screaming at them. It's called Broken Bell. And I'm playing it on a cello banjo, in case you're wondering why it's so low-sounding. shall, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Shadows rise when they hear the call. Shine the light and you watch them fall. Watch them fall with the coming day. Shine the light and they fade away. Well, I let you in, see inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. Cut your lies with a rusty tongue. You built your house with the deed you done. The deed you done got a ringing sound. Deed you done gonna tear you down. When I let you in, see inside. You will never change my mind. You will never change my mind. For a shiny skin, shimmering new, copper and tin, the ring he threw. A tolling laws cracked my shell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. A broken bell, a broken bell, don't waste your hammer on a broken bell. Will I let you in, see inside? You will never change.
Change my mind.
You will never change my mind.
Never change my mind.
Live music from the Tony Furtado Band in the KSUT studios today. So you are about to release, or you're getting ready to release.
Getting
this.
Ready, yes. It's still being mixed right now.
Your 17th album.
I guess it's the 17th in 27 years of touring and stuff.
That's a lot of albums.
It's a lot of stuff, a lot of time, and a lot of albums.
Tell us more about this project.
This one. It felt like it was a long time in coming because the last song I released was Golden, and that came out, I think, in 2011, maybe 2010, right around then. And I just, a lot of stuff has happened in my life since then. You know, my father passed away, I got married, had a kid, you know, parted ways with some of the business folks in my life and moved on to other things. And so it's pretty inspired by all of those aforementioned events. So more personal than any other album I've made, that's for sure. And this time I'm also producing and not having to listen to any label or anyone tell me how to do it. So, you know, I've got the freedom to do it. And it's a little bit scary, but it's like, you know, why shouldn't I be able to do this? So I'm doing it.
With a band?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a band all over it. These guys are both on it. Russ Kleiner here is he's kicking back because he's a little under the weather, but tonight he'll be rocking it fully. And Luke Price, and then these two guys are on it, as well as a lot of other Portland musicians. Bass player that's playing with us tonight is a guy named Charlie Mertens, and he's from Denver, and we're kind of getting to know him on this too. A really great player.
You know, I learned from your website, tonyfurtado.com, mm-hmm. that you have another creative outlet as a sculptor.
Yeah. Yeah, I started, when I started playing music was around the same time I started sculpting when I was a kid. And sculpting always came somewhat easier for me. It was, you know, if I saw something in my head or in real life that I wanted to make, I didn't really have that much of a problem doing it. It was just like, okay, I'll do that. And I think music provided more of a challenge and also more of, people don't applaud when they see your sculptures, you know, so it wasn't too hard of a decision to follow the musical path. So I only went to college a couple years as a fine arts major, and then I hit the road with bands, and put the sculpting thing aside for a little while until about 10 years ago, and I got a studio and a kiln, and, it was just kind of a little hobby. Now it's become more of a side job for me. It's a lot of fun. It's a good outlet.
You can find it. It's a Facebook page.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page.
Tony
Furtado Sculptures.
It's really interesting. It was so cool to see that. I mean, I know you so much through your music,
mm-hmm.
but the rabbits.
Yeah,
and
rabbits.
And the meerkats.
Yeah.
And the elephants.
Yeah, exactly. And chainmail.
And chainmail.
I do ceramic chainmail.
I loved the spine.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah. That's a kind of an odd one. It's
a cool piece.
Yeah, it's a lot of chains. It's basically a jewelry pattern kind of blown up with bamboo poles struck through it. So it looks a little bit like a spine.
So you can find that. I don't know if you can click on a link from your website. You can just go to Facebook
and
search Tony Furtado
sculptures. Yeah.
It's very cool. Also, we talked about that video that kind of sums you up, the banjo playing, guitar playing, performing, sculpting,
mm-hmm.
cupcake guy.
The newest, I did another one of those Kickstarter things, and that completed last month, but I had my son in that one playing some banjo. He's only two, and so he plays banjo with a hammer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a huge change in your life.
That's a giant, huge, completely life-turning thing.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting news. How's life in Portland?
It's great. I love it. I love the weather. I actually love rain and misty air. And I like not living at 6,000 feet, which I had been doing in Colorado. And my body just reacts to it better. And the music scene and the art scene there is great, you know. It's a very open-minded town. It's easy to be there.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you here today, Tony Furtado, and Luke Price with us on the Afternoon Blend. Can we get one more song from you?
Yeah, sure. Should we rock it out a little bit? We'll do... This is an old work song. My wife is a singer-songwriter in Portland named Stephanie Schneiderman, and we listened to this song, the Chain Gang version of it, a whole bunch before coming up with this version. We added to it and rocked it out a little bit, and it's called Hurtin' in My Right Side.
Martha moaned, who's gonna weep when Martha's gone? If I had known that the boss mean never would have left out of New Orleans. Strong lady's coming and it won't be long. There ain't no hurting, just the pain. Keep me winging just the same. Sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond, tighten up, drive on, pick up, sack their diamond. Martha's gone. Early in the morning when I rise, I've got a hurt in my right side. Ain't no hurting, just a pain. Keep me winging just the same. Mary weeped and Martha moaned. Who's gonna weep when Martha's gone?
Many thanks to the Tony Furtado Band. Thank you so much, you guys. It was great to have
you. Thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.